news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
You know who I am. Well, get this! You better know who I am, because I'm not only the most powerful man in wrestling, being the president of WCW, I am by far the greatest wrestler that ever lived, and you know it, right?
One thing that I do know, Rick, is that not only are you a man who's lost his family, but it's quite obvious to me and all these people that now you've lost your mind.
I've lost my mind. I'm Ric Flair, pal.
Oh my goodness. Bring the volume down, por favor. There we go. Hi, everybody. Hold on. Welcome to the rant. March 31st, 2015, episode 398 of the rant. It's officially on the air across the airways of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook. We're only 2 hours and 18 minutes late. Not too bad, right? No.
Better late than never.
Exactly. That's how I feel. So we're doing the show on the fly, though. You know, because I'm not completely prepared as I normally would be. Anyways, so yeah, today, interesting show. You know, was held up taking care of some business. That's why I'm so late today. It took a lot longer than I expected. but yes, we're here. I want to thank everybody for being patient tonight. But once again, welcome. I'm Double A, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
My goodness. You know what today is, right?
It is
the last day of March.
The 31st is the last day of March.
Also the last day that WCW aired a television program with Worldwide Wrestling.
It was Worldwide.
Yep. It was the final program that ever aired. Once again, like I said, thank you for everybody being patient tonight. Been a little bit of a crazy day. But we're live, and we're going to talk about what happened last night on Monday Night Raw, and of course the fallout from the world of wrestling, you know? Lots of stuff to talk about, man. Everybody's asking, how my mom is doing. She's doing great. She's coming home tomorrow.
Cool.
So that means no more trips to the hospital, which is what I'm thrilled about.
Oh, yeah.
I can now take care of...
more bad hospital food.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you. Can I talk about this? So, listen. I'm a little bit of a food snob, okay? A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And I like to eat. And I like to eat good food.
Nothing wrong with that.
This hospital doesn't have good food. The other hospital did. This one does not. And because, you know, she was in the hospital where the surgery happened, and then this other hospital is a rehab facility. And this one doesn't this doesn't have good food, man. The other hospital did. The other hospital had good food, but this one does not.
The initial hospital.
What was that?
I said the initial hospital.
The initial hospital had good food. This one does not. So I've had to pillage and forage for good eats after my stays in the hospital for the past 10 days. And so far, the only thing I have in my stomach, other than a couple of pieces of Dove chocolate, has been my breakfast, which was a trip to Waffle House this morning. I did have to treat myself to a trip to Waffle House.
So that's all you're running on as we speak?
Yes, an All-Star, which is two eggs, two sausages, one waffle, four pieces of toast, a Coca-Cola, and some hash browns, and big breakfast. That was at 10 o'clock this morning.
So, you got to get a little bit more on you.
I got to get a little food in me. So I'm thinking that we're going to do something today on this show that we have not done in 6 years.
Uh-oh, what's that?
I think AA is going to leave the studio and go to Wendy's with you guys on the air. And we're going to get
some...
what? And we're going to get some...
that's
food.
Wrong, Dad.
And we're going to get some food.
I've done that plenty of times when I've been on the air with you guys.
Ah, but the difference being is that I'm the host of the show, and I'll be leaving the control panel open. But anyways, no, the... I'm thinking about doing that.
Hey, you should. You need something on your stomach, man. That's going to stick.
You know, and we'll see. I don't know. I'm going to process it here for a couple of minutes. But anyways, so yeah, I have... and I'm not starving. I'm just... I'm a little pickish right now. A little pickish. I'm starting to...
So
to,
by the time the show ends...
I'm going to be ravenous. I'll be ravenous by the time...
stomach will be touching your back.
Oh! So, yeah. But anyways, but yes, my mom's doing well. She comes home tomorrow. At least that's the plan right now. So, so yeah. Anyways, how's everybody doing? How have you been surviving since 1 a.m. on Monday when we last left everybody?
Last night's events just tickled my fancy.
They tickled your fancy,
I skipped
huh?
into work on this morning.
You skipped into work this morning? I figured you would.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, last night's events, I watched those events happen on the iPad, but I have not gone back to watch Raw on the big screen yet, but I do know what happens. You know, I watched it. I did watch it. But yeah, you know, it's... yeah.
It took me back to a special, you know, place in WCW when some of that was, you know, was going
prevalent.
On.
When some of it was prevalent.
Oh, yeah. You start seeing, like, cameraman get beat up. And I remember that. And then fines start being levied and people start getting suspended indefinitely. Those are familiar.
Yeah.
Familiar tone.
Everybody wants is placing orders in the chat room. I don't know. I'm debating. I wish there was a Sonic around here because I'd do it. But
I'll take a bacon ranch chicken salad. Thank you.
I bet you would.
Anyways, so yeah, we're gonna see. And with that, we say hello also to Rage.
Hello. How you doing?
This is gonna be a unique show. I can't guarantee this is gonna be the best episodes of the rant, but you know, we'll try our best. Of course, we are 2 weeks away from episode 400. Can't believe
we're just shooting the breeze for the most part.
Yeah, we're going to just shoot the breeze. Yeah. We're going to kill a couple of hours here. Hold on. Let me issue a text message here real quick.
We got a late start.
So let's see. Let's go around the room. Well, Rage, anything with you? How you been? How's been your...
Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say? You've been what?
I've been doing great. Absolutely great. I've landed a place of work.
Oh yeah?
Another one?
Another one? Is this Chipotle?
No, it's not Chipotle. I already discussed that.
Tijuana Flats?
No.
What?
Moe's?
No.
What other fast food Mexican?
I kind of would, but I would like to work at Lowe's.
Not Lowe's.
Not Lowe's.
Rage. No. Moe's.
Oh, Moe's. No.
By the way, speaking of Moe, tomorrow there is a, I believe there's an all day marathon of the Three Stooges on IFC.
So for April Fool's Day.
For April Fool's Day.
Now, AA, didn't last April Fool's you performed the Vince McMahon letter?
Yes, I did. Last year. Classic moment on this program. Does everybody want to reflect?
Yeah, I want my cut.
Let's reflect, because Rage's reaction that night, that day was priceless. And let me see here. Let's take you back to
the chat room. You have like a record of this?
Well, let's take you back. 1 year ago, April 1st, 2014. Let me cue up the audio here.
He got in on affirmative X.
Well, that Sting will be... Hold on. What did I say about Sting?
The people that did...
Hold on. Save this for future dates, because I think there's some serious feelings hurt here.
Tony sees. That's it.
With a power
of life. Just a lot today, and we're going to see if we can get off the air here probably in the next hour and a half. But
let's see if this is it.
But yes, we got a big, big, big weekend in store. The locker room would make an excellent trainer down in NXT.
No, that's not it. It
means they know that I received the letter.
Exactly.
So they are tracking
me.
And unfortunately, I have to be very careful with what I do here, you know, because right now that this means anybody could be listening. So let me set it up for you. It was a year ago, Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. If you want the full episode, it's 3:45 if you're keeping track. I decided to draft a letter expressing WWE's interest in buying the network. Of course, some people on this network knew it was a fake, others did not. But let's take you back to 1 year ago when that happened.
Exactly.
So I have to be careful in what I do, what I play. That's one thing. I have to be very...
And get WrestleMania 31 tickets, too. So,
so what happens...
What happens with you guys? But listen, if I sell, yes, you guys can reconvene someplace else and start anew and start afresh. And, you know, because it seems that if I do go with this, I'm legally bound that myself cannot produce any programming. This is for me. I'm the only one legally bound by this. So yeah, you guys are not.
Demand a job. I mean, you have that silky smooth voice and everything. You should work for the network. I mean, we would tune in more. It would bring up business.
Well, so, here's the thing.
Basically,
they would be paying you for all for the material in the past and the present that you've done.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. They're asking, how did they get my address? Well, you know, unfortunately, when you purchase a website and things like that, there's, you know, a lot of that stuff is public record. So they were able to find all that stuff. Even though that, you know, I'm listed as private, they've, you know, WWE's got their sources. You know, you pay a certain amount of money. I believe you pay a certain amount of money and they can release the information for you because it is public record. So, so WWE paid the money to get my name and address and things like that. Now, how is it that they want to assume ownership of the call-in show and Turnbuckle Throwbacks? I don't know, but I guess because they air on this network, they think that I own the shows when I don't. I guess that's something I have to address to them, but it is something that that I have to consider, you know.
So we get left in the cold.
Well, it's not that you guys would let. I would make sure that everybody's taken care of. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
I would make sure everybody's taken care of.
Hey, and, you can't beat that with a stick,
right? And and one last thing. There was one thing I forgot to do at the start of today's show, and that was say that it's episode 345 on this Tuesday night, April 1st, 2014. Yeah. April Fools to any of you who actually believed that that letter was real.
Oh, man.
The Surfer's not laughing. Surfer was counting his pennies.
That was cold as ice. That's cold, man. Me and Surfer said, I know Surfer's thinking, what can I do? About to retire a little bit. Take it easy.
Not bad, right? I typed up that letter in about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's cold, man.
Not bad. I should scan this letter. You know, it's like, it's funny because I even put, it's like, so I remember not to say my name. I put Dear AA actually on the letter. And it says Dear AA on here. And so, yeah.
Ray's thinking about how much weed he can buy with the money.
No, boy, let me do this for the people that bought into it. Dope!
There's a lot of people that bought into it. And of course, you knew Rage would believe it. Cause,
don't forget me, boss. Don't forget me.
Yeah, he wants his cut. He wants his and weeds.
But yeah, you know, it's. I thought it was pretty funny. Now, here's the real.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I had a prank planned. Anyways.
You know I'm never going to forgive you for that, right?
You should have been a little bit more smart.
You know I'm never going to forgive you for that. That was cold.
No, it wasn't cold. It wasn't cold at all.
Yes, it was.
Do I still have the letters?
Yes, it was.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Do I still have the letter here on my computer? Hold on. WWE letter.
Like, that was fucked up. You ruined my future.
Oh, yes. That's exactly what I did.
You ruined my future. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Where's my... I'm sure I have the letter here. Letter, lyrics.
Snatched my heart right out of my chest.
Oh, please. Yeah, I'll have to find it, because I know I have it here, but it was pretty funny. It was definitely a classic. Maybe we should play that later on. Maybe we should play that episode later on. Anyways... Rage. What am I going to do with you, man?
So what kind of cold tactic you got going for? What kind of cold tactic you got going for this year?
Well, I don't know. You got to ask Phil. You got to wait and see, because Phil's the one on the air tomorrow.
You know? I don't like where this is going.
Well, you never know. You never know. Maybe I'll sell the network to Phil tomorrow.
Wait and see.
Just wait and see. Oh, man. Well, let's talk about some wrestling news. And really, the only thing that's on everybody's mind is the spree and the field of bodies left in the wake of Brock Lesnar last night on Monday Night Raw. He took out... Now, here's what I don't understand. I understand Michael Cole. I understand...
You don't understand the cameraman?
No, I understand the cameraman, too. I tell you who I don't understand.
Booker T and JBL?
They were just... The table was overturned on top of them, and that was it.
They were in the wrong... They were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That was enough.
How
that
the hell... Rage. It's not that it was enough. It's just that... I don't understand how a 60-pound table took out two professional wrestlers, and then 5 minutes after it happened, the camera pans behind the table, and you see JBL and Booker T passed out.
Laid out.
They sold it well.
They may have oversold it.
I don't think they oversold it. And then WWE, the fact that nobody with all those strong bodies took them 2 hours to flip that table back over.
I know, right?
Did they stand up the rest of the show?
I think so. Jeez. I think they
pretty
did.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
As strong as Cena is, he could have flipped that table over, no problem.
Apparently, according to WWE, Michael Cole suffered a cervical injury.
The same one that happened to Vince.
Anyways, you know what that reminds me of? The day that Goldberg went nuts on Vince Russo and he beat the hell out of Tank Abbott when they came back from commercial. Goldberg picked up the announce table and threw it at Russo, and the other announcers didn't expect it to happen, and Tony Schiavone just grabbed his head, "I'm getting the hell out of here," and took his headset off, you know?
I remember that.
And he's, "Jeez, that's it, I'm getting the hell out of here."
But Double A, didn't that take you back to good old Macho Man and JJ and Chip when he started flipping out?
Oh, of course.
And then the way she came out and said, "Put him down, please don't." And that, then Bischoff tried to plead, and Heyman was being like Bischoff last night.
Yeah. "Here's your meal ticket."
"Bro, no, no." That cameraman, man, I feel bad. He caught two F5s.
I love.
He took a good one. He took a beating.
I love when the announcers or personalities, no, man. One of my favorites was Bischoff's after the Macho Man attack.
JJ?
Yeah. Because Bischoff's like, "No, man, no, no. Think about the money. Think about the money." Oh, here we go.
Oh, you knew that was coming. You knew this was coming, and this is horrible. But he's right.
There's Bischoff.
What? Oh, so what are we going to do? We're going to double team JJ?
No, I think Bischoff knows the seriousness of what's happening here.
I think
Bischoff knows what is happening.
He's trying to stop
Savage right now.
Doug Dillinger is trying to get in, head of security, and he's getting wasted by Savage. The other members of WCW security in.
Savage has lost it. Savage has snapped.
No, man. No. 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 Not like this. No. No.
There's going to be a lot to pay here. It's like...
There you go. No, man, no.
Surfer wants to know why Brock can't be there all the time. They got too much equipment and cameraman.
Yeah, I mean, what are those TV cameras? Are, what, 200 grand?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, are they really?
Yeah. A television camera? They cost a lot of money, dude.
I didn't think those were that expensive.
Yeah. Television cameras like $200,000.
I thought they were like $2,000 a pop or something. But yeah.
Rage, a household camera costs $2,000.
Exact. Man. come on, Ray. You know better.
I truly didn't think they were like that expensive.
You know how much those microphones cost? The ones that WWE uses? They probably cost like $5,000 a piece.
Oh my god.
They have to be high-end. They have to be high-end arena production mics. You know,
if you took a tally of how much damage he did last night, he cost them a pretty penny.
Yeah, $500,000, all the you know, between the camera, the announcer's table.
So does this mean that Michael Cole will be off TV?
You know what? For them to do that to Michael Cole, something tells me Mike, you know what's really weird about that? So I was thinking on Monday. Monday I had the day off, and I was having a lazy day, and I was thinking about Michael Cole in the sense that I was thinking, when was the last time Michael Cole went on like a vacation with his family?
Yeah.
I was just thinking that, and then the only thing I could think of is that Michael probably is taking some time off and just going away for a week or something. You know? That's the only thing I can think of.
I know everybody was shocked when that show opened up and he came out in his wrestling gear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were like,
so
be careful what you ask.
So if they do keep him off, so what, Byron Saxton is going to replace him?
I hope not.
Probably so.
Let me just say this. Look, I don't think he was bad, but I don't think he was like,
he's not Monday Night Raw.
Like,
good.
Great. He's not Monday Night Raw, but to me, like, good. Byron Saxton and Jim and King, like, that was probably the best I've heard in a long, long, long while. That's just, I mean, I know I'm going to be in the minority on that, but that's just me.
I wish
it was just nice to hear something different.
But everybody had to know that was coming. Brock was going to do something. He's gone for the next 4 months. So.
No, 4 months?
Well, we'll have to see.
Yeah, till SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to assume that there's some more schedules on his, more dates on his, contract.
They come at the end of the year, Rage. They come at the end of the year. Yeah, he doesn't work in. When the last time Brock worked Extreme Rules one time and hasn't worked it since?
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
No. His deal is gravy. He comes back at SummerSlam.
Me and Lee were talking that. Well, no, I'll wait on that, but we were thinking if he comes back at SummerSlam, like, who would be the likely opponent for Brock?
Rollins.
Rollins, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. What,
you don't look around.
I don't think so. Huh?
No. That's what it's going to be.
I'm leaning towards them probably starting up something with Reigns.
No. You see what happened to Roman. They pretty much... Roman's going to get a shot, but he ain't going to... He may get the belt one time, but...
Look, they said it on Rant and Wrestling. I don't think you built him up for this long for him to not have that belt.
He'll
might have not won
it
at Mania,
Rage.
But he'll probably... Yeah.
It's 4 months. Between now and SummerSlam. He'll get the belt once. And then he'll get a rematch and lose it. The money is Brock and Rollins. Come on now.
Eventually,
they're going to be in Jersey.
Yeah.
They're not going to put Roman Reigns in the
They're going to be in Brooklyn.
Well, Brooklyn.
Speaking of Brooklyn, something we didn't report in recent weeks, but it was confirmed also that the Monday Night Raw following SummerSlam will also be held in Brooklyn.
Sure, it will.
There you go. Brock get the title back that night. So there you go.
Sure it will.
I don't know. Should we go to Wendy's?
I'm thinking.
You know you want to. Just go ahead and go.
Get you some grub.
Or should we go to MacDo? Let me think. McDonald's.
You might as well just
Mickey D's.
Or Wendy's.
Go to Wendy's. You know you want something better than McDonald's.
Or do we want to go to Chick-fil-A?
Oh, no, don't go there.
No way. Chick-fil-A closes in 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're closed.
They're closed. We can go to Taco Bell, Burger King.
Yeah.
These are all things that are in this area now.
Speaking of Taco Bell, what is with everyone's like fascination with sriracha?
It's a chili sauce.
I mean, yes. But it's not like it's not great. It's okay.
Sriracha is because listen, Rage, what you don't seem to understand is that food tends to go through trends. And right now, sriracha happens to be the flavor of the month right now. For a while, it was bacon, and then it was this, and then it was that. Right now, sriracha is the big, you know, the big flavor.
Man.
Right now.
Bacon is always number one.
No.
Don't get it twisted.
No, it's not that I'm getting it twisted, Rage. There's a period of time where everything was bacon. Bacon sundaes, bacon
has
this.
Its turn.
Bacon is now going back to being just an accessory.
Oh, please.
It's true. When have you seen bacon spotlighted recently?
Don't Denny still do their bacon feasts and shit?
Yeah, but they
Little
don't...
Little Caesars pizza.
Okay, Little Caesars and that bacon-wrapped pizza. Okay.
But who really eats Little Caesars?
Josh says...
Saying,
Josh,
bacon is fucking... Come on.
Josh says I should go to Five Guys, but unfortunately Five Guys is closed. It's too late for Five Guys.
Oh, God.
And I don't wanna,
Five Guys is amazing.
And I don't want to get out of the car.
Oh, my God, you're lazy.
Gotta have something with a drive.
Listen, I don't want to...
It's almost 11 o'clock.
It's 11 o'clock, Rage. What the hell?
Man, if Five Guys was open, you wouldn't get out the car for it?
I would, but not now. I'm doing a show.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, that would be a first.
What?
Got some food and got out the car?
No.
For it?
The last time I did this, I forgot my wallet. And I had to scrub for change.
I gotta hear that.
Yeah, I don't remember what episode it is, but it's way back in the archives. But anyways, let me think here. Should we? Okay. I'm surprised Surfer hasn't called in. Surfer must be watching Furious 7.
Tonight? Oh, yeah.
It's Tuesday. The movie comes out Friday.
Yeah.
You know?
He's probably
right.
On his way home now.
Yeah. Well, no. He usually would have been home by now.
That's true.
Okay, let's do this. You know what? Hold on. Let's get on the horn here. And good thing I charged my phone a little bit. Let's do this. 889-7268. Now, if anybody wants to be a part of the call, now's the time to do it, because if once I leave the room, I can't take any calls. So let's see now. Hold on. All right.
Hi. Here we go. You guys can hear me okay?
This is really happening.
Well, wait a minute. Well, first let's go downstairs and see if there's anything downstairs, okay? Before we do anything, okay? Because this is
you're a chef. There's got to be something in the fridge.
I'm not going to cook
anything. Well, he's not cooking anything this time of night, Rage.
By the way, the remodeling.
You're hungry, you're gonna make yourself something to eat.
Well, let's see, Rage, let's see what's in the house. We've got some Ritz crackers. Let's see. We've got some chicken, pasta.
Throw some cheese spread on that Ritz.
I could make sausage McMuffins, but I'm not gonna cook. Let me see here.
I'm telling you, it's too late.
It's too late to start frying up some stuff, man.
Exactly.
By the way, we're stopping. While we're doing this, we're saying hello to my two fish that reside in a fish tank here in the kitchen. We've got Barney, who doesn't do anything, and then Archie, who's always awake.
Barney?
Where the hell is Barney? There's Barney. Barney's full of energy tonight.
Oh.
That's Archie and
Rage.
Barney. Yes.
Once you hit a real adulthood, you'll realize that after a certain time of night, grease doesn't get popped.
Right. And actually, I forgot, you know what we could have done? Hold on. I got clothes. Oh, wait. Do we? Yeah, I can put the clothes in the dryer. How about that? Because I put a load in this morning, and I haven't had a chance to put it in the dryer.
Now you're doing a little too much.
Listen, you guys want to be a part of my life? Well, then this is what I do.
Hey, man.
Come on, you're looking for something to eat, not doing a chore.
Hold on.
He's doing his household work, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Everybody's got his clothes, Rage.
It's called being an adult.
It's called procrastinating.
No, it's not. Anyways,
everybody doesn't have their mother to do their laundry.
Yeah, I know, right?
I do my own laundry, thank you very much.
So there's nothing here to eat. So it looks like we're going to have to go out on the road. So let's go back up to the studios here. I go back up to Radio Central. I gotta get my wallet. I think somebody tried to call in. Let me see here. Who tried to call in? No, nobody tried calling in. All right, so we gotta get my wallet. We gotta get the keys. So here's my wallet. Here are my keys.
And we're off.
We gotta get my sandals.
Sandals.
Yeah,
that's what we wear in Florida.
Rage, okay? Rage, I mean, it's 80 degrees outside, okay? So relax.
Who wants to sit down and put on sneakers?
That's what I do. There's nothing wrong with it.
So here we go.
I know you have no choice.
Now, by the way, guys, if for whatever reason the call drops, you guys have to take over the show. But we are on the air still. So here we go, walking to the car. Got to put the alarm on.
How far is the Wendy's?
It's about a 5-minute drive.
Oh, no, that's good. Not too bad at all.
Put the alarm in the house.
You should record this.
It is recording.
It is recording. What are you talking about?
No, I mean like on...
Another day, I can only do so many things at one time. Okay. So we're walking to my car.
Are you gonna try something new?
Well, I don't know, Rage, maybe. Maybe. I'm walking to my car right now. Okay.
You haven't got one of those in a while.
Here we go. Let's see. All right. Okay, I think the Bluetooth. Oh, you guys can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, you can
don't
hear
mind
this.
Me.
You heard that? My honk.
We know you grubbing.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm eating pancakes, bacon, and eggs that I made.
So we're driving now. I got my wallet. I got my car keys. I got my cell phone. And here we go.
And we're off.
And we're off.
Pay attention to the road.
I am paying attention to the road. You mind your business. Let me drive. I don't need a backseat driver.
Telephone.
All right.
I'm not backseat driving, but I feel it's necessary.
But anyway, so here we are. We're driving down the street here in my gated community, which Rage thinks it's... for the hoi polloi.
I don't want to go there.
What?
I wouldn't say it's for the hoi polloi.
I'd probably be arrested just for walking on the sidewalk.
Let me tell you something, Rage. There are people that look more offensive than you do that live here.
In a gated community, really?
Yes, of course.
I expect nothing but white people.
There's nothing... Rage. My name, I listen, Greg, I'm sandwiched between two Asians. So don't say that there's nothing but white.
Sandwiched between two Asians. You got to say that drop.
So.
Sandwiched. I'm sorry, I just thought.
We could go to 7-Eleven for a Slurpee, but.
I mean, if it's one thing TV taught me, it's that gated communities normally contain white people.
That's true, Rage, they do. But that doesn't mean everybody's white. There's a certain percentage of my time. The law of averages say that there's, I guarantee you there's going to be at least one white person inside a gated community. All right, so we're at a red light, or at least one. Right now we're at a red light. We're at the intersection of Flamingo Road and Johnson Street in prestigious Pembroke Pines. And directly in front of me is C.B. Smith Park. I don't know what C.B. stands for, but it's been there for 25 years, and it's a great park, and it's great. What is that thing?
He said, "This is edge of your seat radio."
Of course, it is.
Oh, yeah.
On your right, is the gated community. On your left, the illustrious Pembroke Lakes Mall, where I worked for 3 years. I gave 3 years. I gave the best years of my life. What?
The Wendy's is in the gate or outside the gate?
It's outside the gate.
Okay.
We're actually getting on the road, Rage. When I say we're actually at the drive, we're actually at the drive, okay?
Exactly.
So here's the road. We're turning. We're now going south of Flamingo. We're passing Memorial Hospital West, which is to the right. C.B. Smith Park to the right, I should say. The hospital's to the left. Not the hospital my mom's in, but we keep going here. And yeah, there's not too many cars on the street. There's Toys R Us, Petco, there's the Chick-fil-A, and I think we're going to make a turn here onto Flamingo to go directly to Wendy's, because I don't think I'm craving McDonald's. I think a nice Wendy's burger sounds about right, sounds about kosher to me, and here we go.
There you go.
Double A, when I go to Miami, are you going to take me to the best restaurant in Miami?
You got to find it first.
I gotta find one first, but why would I take you to the best restaurant in Miami?
Why not?
What have you done for me? I made you a superstar.
What do you mean, what have I done for you? I've done plenty.
He made you a known commodity, Rage.
Exactly. So here we go. It looks like there's no line at Wendy's.
That's always good.
That's always good. So this should be fairly painless. Of course, this Wendy's is open till 1 o'clock in the morning every single day. Let's see. There is a line. Oh, but there's only two cars. There's only two cars. It shouldn't take that long.
Oh, wait. I wouldn't.
Well, they're going to get you fresh meat, so it may take you just a little bit.
You don't know if that car's got a big order or not.
Directly in front of me is a 2000. It looks like probably about a 2009 Chevy Camaro. And here we go. We're about to order. Let's see.
I can ask
you. Yeah. Give me 1 minute. Let's see. What do we need?
This is some riveting shit, man.
Oh, yeah, it is. Alright. Can I get a number 4?
Single, double, or triple?
Double.
Double, what's the drink?
Let me get it medium with, medium with a Coke.
Medium with a Coke.
And, right. And then also, let me get, 1 crispy chicken sandwich and 1 4-piece spicy nugget.
That's what I'm talking about.
How much do you need?
Now that's good eat.
The word says specifically came out of his mouth.
One four-piece spicy nugget.
All right.
Okay. No, that's it.
All right. Thank you, sir. 11:40.
All right.
All right.
11:40.
The word that specifically came out of his mouth was "You're not hungry."
What?
The word that specifically came out of your mouth was "You're not hungry."
Listen, Rage. I don't have to explain my eating habits to anybody.
He said he wasn't hungry for McDonald's.
So here we go. We're gonna attempt to finagle somebody here. In front of us is paying cash. And I've got my plastic in my hand, and I'm ready to pay.
Wow.
Yeah, this is riveting radio. I understand that everybody in the chat room is on the edge of their seats as I order.
I feel
food.
Like getting some Pop-Tarts.
Well, get some Pop-Tarts, Rage. You don't have to go to a drive-thru for that.
Nope.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you. Now, as I wait for my receipt, I want to remind you.
He hit me with what have you done for me lately. That's really funny.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's see.
What's up, Phil?
Okay, thank you. Let's see if everything's here. Fries, crispy chicken sandwich, nuggets. I don't think they gave me any dipping sauce.
Watch out for the
chili. Okay, I don't need dipping sauce. I don't need no dipping sauce. But while I'm still here in the parking lot, this is what we're going to do. Actually, no. Nobody's going to open this chicken sandwich to see if it's up to snuff. Looks like it is. It's a thin patty. Well, crisp. This lettuce is awfully huge.
You got to take stock.
Yeah.
Now you know what's funny. A few like
I'm about to
rage.
I'm about to take a bite. Hold on.
Oh God.
Mmm.
You know what's funny?
I'll tell you. For 99 cents, you can't beat this. Oh,
so there's no problem with you inspecting your chicken sandwiches. But everybody's got a problem with me inspecting my chicken nuggets.
When did you inspect chicken nuggets, right? What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
Because you know, they had to recall over 1 million chicken nuggets. You didn't hear about that? I talked about it.
Yeah?
I talked about it on the show.
And what about it?
You have a problem with me inspecting chicken nuggets, but you just sat here on the phone and inspected your chicken sandwich.
No. You wanted to inspect the nuggets before they were cooked, jackass.
Exactly.
So what?
Mm.
I care about what I put in my damn belly.
This is delicious. Oh.
Now you do.
My car's beeping. That tells me I'm swerving. My car beeps when it goes. You hear?
Yeah,
or you didn't put your seatbelt on.
No. I have my seatbelt on. Oh.
Click her ticket.
Oh, nom, nom, nom.
Seriously?
Am I driving and eating at the same time? Yes.
Yeah, of course you are.
Mmm.
Nom, nom, nom. Yeah, funny.
Nom, nom, nom. Mmm, nom, nom, nom.
Fuck. Are you serious?
Oh.
It ain't that good. It ain't that good. It's just Wendy's.
Hey, man, when you haven't had anything to eat all day.
Talk to me when you get a Five Guys burger.
Five Guys is closed.
Rage?
You can't go to Five Guys.
Man.
I was the first guy on the air to promote Five Guys on this show. So trust me, I know how good Five Guys is, but it's closed. What do you want me to do?
I wasn't around for that, so I wouldn't know.
They close at 9 o'clock, Rage.
Exactly.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's horrible. That's bad business.
Well, Rage, complain to the CEO of Five Guys. Okay?
Exactly.
You should be complaining. That's your Five Guys in Florida. It's not mine.
I'm sure your Five Guys closes at 9.
No, mine closes at 11, thank you.
I am.
Ooh,
am I going to have to look it up when I get back to the studio?
You can, if you want to.
If you're eating burgers at 11 o'clock at night like that on a regular.
I don't do it on a regular. Great googly moves, you know?
When I'm around that area.
But look, how long did that whole process take? 12 minutes?
Too long.
And I'm almost back home? So it's not far. This goes to show you something, Rage. And you know why I did this?
It doesn't show me anything. It don't even try to go there.
Oh,
let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to learn you something very important, very astutely. And I hope Tank is listening as well. I'm back at the studio in less than 15 minutes. You two schleps could not have gone and got those damn chicken fries on Sunday.
Okay, sir, stop.
I'm doing this in the middle of the show, and I'm back in 15 minutes.
You clearly don't know how far that Burger King was from Phil's house. Clearly you don't.
Let me tell you something.
You clearly don't. It's not like we had a car. We had the option to walk down there. So, yeah, you clearly don't know how far that was. You don't.
Rage, you just stated the other day you didn't walk because you didn't want to go by yourself.
Yeah, and I didn't. We didn't. But you still don't understand how far it was from Phil's house. It was a few blocks away, more than a few. It wasn't no 3 blocks, Phil. Get out of here.
You're a bum.
He lived there.
It wasn't 3 blocks. I think he's no.
Hold on, we're going back into the studio. And, so here you go. And then I'll get back on the headset here. Oops, that's not my keys to the house.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, you couldn't walk 3 blocks, yo.
It's on. Not ready to arm. There we go. I put the alarm because we don't want nobody to kidnap Double A.
Yeah, I'm fat because I didn't want to walk 3 blocks. Yeah,
I ain't say you're fat. I just said you could.
No. That's what San Francisco Giants fan and Matt E. Legend is saying. I'm fat because I didn't walk 3 blocks.
Okay. Oh, hold on.
I mean, didn't you walk?
That's your opinion, huh?
I mean, how many blocks did you have to go to get your PlayStation 4 that night?
Okay, there we go.
Excuse me, I didn't walk there.
So, Rage.
I didn't walk it.
So, Rage, I just proved a very valuable, valuable point today.
Congratulations.
So, should we inspect the rest of my order?
Go ahead.
Let's see. Let's see, some napkins. Here are the spicy nuggets. Here's an order of French fries. Let's see here. We got the double baconator.
Ooh!
And, fries are good.
The sea salt.
I don't like a lot of salt on my fries.
What?
I don't like a lot of salt on my fries.
Well, that's good.
I know you're trying to watch your waist.
Watch your figure. Anyways, oh my god. And the burger is funny. Lightly charred, just how I like it.
Oh my god.
It is beautiful, this burger.
You must be a regular.
Wait a minute. Jesus. Hold on. Shh, 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 shh. Oh.
Skinny.
I feel like the Galloping Gourmet.
It's just Wendy's.
Bad skinny.
Oh. My God. Can somebody give me some sexy music, please?
No.
Everybody wanna just eat and sexy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, really?
Oh, man. Hold on. Bite number two.
What is this? What is this, a porn flick? This is disgusting.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You're getting very intimate on.
Oh.
This is disgusting.
Very intimate.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Hold on. Gotta take a sip of soda.
Oh, baby.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh.
Ah, oh, that was refreshing. Oh, man. Wow. And a fry to top it off. Hold on, we gotta try the nuggets too, right? Yeah. Oh, man. They're crispy. Hold on. Let's see if we can hear that crunch. Hold on. One more crunch. For those of you that...
Why is it me who's always getting this shit?
Wait a minute. Man.
Why isn't anybody throwing the word lazy at Tank's way? Why is it always me? Tank didn't want to go.
Both of you should have went.
So let's see. Newark?
Doesn't matter. Tank didn't want to go.
Five Guys.
No, Newark is not in Newark.
Then where is it?
It's in Union.
Union City, New Jersey?
No, not Union City, New Jersey. Union, Route 22, New Jersey.
Union?
Route 22. Oh, God.
All right. Well, then let's
I'm pretty sure it closes at 11, because last time I went, they were open really late.
All right. Locations. Rage, give me your zip.
07112.
7112. There, you're missing a number.
07112.
07112. Ah, look at this one. Okay, Rage. This one's open from 7 in the morning till 10 p.m. in Harrison.
Harrison.
Then the one in
that's close to me.
Then the one in Vauxhall is open till 10 from 11 to 10 every day.
That is really close to
me. What the hell kind of Five Guys though is open at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Who eats Five Guys at 7 in the morning?
Hey, Five Guys, I'd get it at 7 in the morning.
Oh.
Come on.
Now, for those of you out there that want to replicate the scene I just made with my Baconator, take down this order. A number 4 medium with a Coke, one crispy chicken sandwich.
Number four is different, and so you got to be specific.
I guarantee you a number four is a Baconator in most places.
At most wins.
And a four-piece spicy nuggets.
Because the one is the single, the two is the double, the three is the triple.
Right.
And then the four is the Baconator.
And five is the son of the Baconator.
Yep.
You ever had the quad?
Uh-uh.
Do they do a quad at Wendy's?
Yeah, they do, but here's the thing.
That was Burger King.
They have done a quad in the past, but the thing is, it's too much meat.
Yeah, that's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Anyway, let's get back to wrestling here. While
food is going to need a pregnancy test. That's funny. That's a good one.
So many people think that Vince McMahon allowed Brock Lesnar to get color at WrestleMania, meaning allowed to bleed. Because Roman Reigns was handed a blade during the match.
Yeah.
You saw it? Really?
You didn't see the ref pop up with the old perm gloves?
I really didn't.
The ref, the ref handed him a blade, and Roman handed it to, and Roman handed it to Brock.
Oh, I gotta go back and look.
You're oblivious to everything was going on.
I didn't notice it. That was a good match going on. You think I'm gonna pay attention to details?
How do you not notice the referee have on gloves?
That was a good match going on, and you're expecting me to pay attention to detail? No.
You must have had your hand fist deep in that five-layer dip at Phil's house.
Your head in it.
That was some good dip. Don't knock it.
I'm not knocking the dip. I'm just saying you probably were glomming the dip.
Kyoto starts the match with bare hands and ends the match with black gloves on. How do you not notice that?
Well, like I said, there was a good match going on, and I'm not going to pay attention to little details. No, not at that particular moment.
Where's my iPad? Because we're going to take a picture of the food and post it on Facebook, just so that everybody knows what all is going on here.
Nobody wants to see your half-bitten sandwiches.
Yeah, well, too bad you're going to see it. So we can show everybody what's causing all this. So here's what's causing all this.
Here's what's causing all this.
There we go. Hold on. Cancel. No, keep. I'm going to post this. Cancel. Discard. All right, we're going to go here to Rant EM Radio's group page, and we are going to post the following picture, and post, and there we go. It's now in the group page for those of you that are wondering. I'll link it to everybody in the chat room as well. This is the food that has been purchased live on the air today. Here we go.
Hey, Josh, do you get the bag of peanuts at Five Guys?
I'm not a peanut person, you know.
I'm a boiled peanut.
Ugh, Tony, see that?
You can't leave Five Guys.
Boiled peanuts? Oh my God!
Those peanuts are delicious.
They're just peanuts, Rage. I mean,
and they're the best peanuts. They're not just peanuts.
You know why? You know why they're delicious, Rage?
Why?
Because they're free.
It doesn't matter if they're free. They're delicious. the taste is amazing. I want Five Guys to make a peanut butter with those.
Whoa!
Your half-bitten sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know it's good eating going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it is good eating going on. But does everybody have to see your mess?
Listen, yep. We see your mess.
What match? What match have you seen from me?
I saw you chuck a toothpick at people on Instagram.
Because that was me at my absolute most bored, and I channeled my inner Scott Hall.
Here's Tank trying to defend the chicken fry incident.
No, I thought we were talking wrestling.
Listen, until you can own up to your error of not collecting those chicken fries, we're not talking wrestling. Because here's the deal.
I wanted to go. You didn't. You said you wanted to go. Then all of a sudden, you didn't feel like walking.
Okay, I'm lazy.
Thank you.
I'm a fat bastard.
Give him shit. Don't give me any shit.
I'm a fat bastard that didn't want to race that other fat bastard all the way to Burger King.
Oh yeah, we were gonna race. We were gonna race, and I was gonna kick Tank's ass.
You can't give Tank crap because Tank knows what he's talking about most of the time.
Doesn't matter. You got lazy. I wanted to go.
So yes, I'm a lazy bastard. Anyways. So let's get talking to wrestling. Plus, I don't like their goddamn chicken fries anyway.
But you wanted to get some when I mentioned it.
No, because I felt sorry for your fat ass and mega powers.
They felt sorry for me. They liked the idea, and we were all in to get some, but you didn't want to go.
Okay, because my fat ass was lazy. Let's get on to bigger, better things.
Anyway,
it's chicken fries.
Everybody want to sit there and call me fat because I didn't want to walk. No. You talk to him.
Anyways,
what do you want to discuss, my friend?
Yeah, Tank, what do you want to talk about?
What do you want to discuss, my friend?
While I take another bite of my burger.
Well, I don't know what you were talking about because I was switching to the phone from the tablet, so I don't know what you were talking about for the last couple of minutes.
Chicken fries.
Him eating. That's all we've been eating. Talking about him eating.
Talking about Brock getting the blade and Rage not knowing the referee had gloves on.
You're right.
It's not about not knowing. I didn't pay attention to it.
That's a problem.
He was sitting right next to me. How did you not notice the black gloves he put on?
So I'm supposed to read your mind while I'm watching WrestleMania?
No, you're supposed to watch the screen. You're supposed to watch the screen.
Yeah, I am watching the screen. I'm watching the match.
And those rainbow bright stuff.
I'm sorry, I'm watching the match. Not what color gloves the referees got on.
I'm surprised you noticed that Seth Rollins came out there.
Where you at? That's funny.
God.
I'll tell you what I did notice.
Did you lick the bottom of the container that held the five layer dip?
No. I'm not that fat. Okay. Okay.
Can I say this? Everybody who's complaining about Brock and everything, get ready for this Randy Orton getting this title shot and he possibly getting the belt back.
I'll tell you what I did notice. I noticed AJ Lee getting a handful of Paige's ass. I noticed that.
And I handed you about 5 napkins as a bib.
There you go.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Anyways.
You guys have to admit, that has to be one of the best Raws in at least 12 years.
Ah, it was excellent. I thought the ending, though, was a little on the light side.
Yeah, that was, come on, man.
If it were me, I would have had Brock come out and really done some more damage.
I would have saved that. Yeah, you'd have saved that, what he did, until the end.
No, I would have had him continue the carnage.
So you wouldn't have had at least an hour.
I would have had him do like Big Show and push a post over.
Oh, Not for nothing. You're telling me that nobody from the back, like Henry, Kane, Big Show, could have lifted that table and put it back?
That's what we said, yeah.
And enough and up, yeah, Double A, you're right. I would have force-fed those three big-ass giants
to Brock, let him X5 them all, F5 them all, and get them off goddamn TV.
He's going to do that in July. Don't worry. He's coming back.
You know what I do? Okay, so after he beats up all of them, then Brock gets in the ring, and you get the security guards down. No, then you get, like, security guards and referee down there. Then he, like, then he suplexes them. Then you get Pat Patterson and all of them in there, and then he suplexes them.
No, you can't do that.
And that's when you get some of the superstars in there, suplexes them, and then that's when Stephanie comes up.
Guy's hip.
You can't break the old people up, man. Come on now.
Oh, and that cameraman was an indie guy anyway.
I'd have gave him 3 cameramen to toss.
And see, the thing with, you know, people want him there all the time, then it turns into the NWO. How many people are you going to beat up before they try to side with him?
Hey, when he beats people up, it's entertainment.
Of course it is, but...
It should have been just like how, like I said, when Goldberg destroyed Tank Abbott and went after Vince Russo.
Yeah.
Now,
he'll be back in July. Don't worry.
Now, Michael Cole has taken an F5.
Right.
He's taken a stunner.
He's taken everything.
Yeah.
Has he taken a rock bottom?
I'm sure he has. Yes, he did.
I don't know.
Yes, he did. Yes, no. Yes, he did. It was in Miami. I was there. The Heat were in the playoffs, and Michael Cole was in his little box, and he came out wearing a Boston Celtics jersey.
Ah, that was funny.
Okay.
And then The Rock just like, and Michael Cole, or something, he just told him a whole bunch of garbage, this is the home of the Heat, or something like that, and he rock bottomed him.
Okay, so he's been to SmackDown City.
Sure.
SmackDown Hotel.
Mm-hmm. He's had
been sent to Suplex City.
Michael Cole has had the stunner. He's had the hell beaten out of him. He's been F5'd. He's been AA'd and STF'd. Rock bottomed. RKO'd.
Didn't he get a pedigree too?
I'm sure he's gotten a pedigree.
But why did he took that F5 very bad?
Because it was very high up. I don't think he's ever dropped so high before. But still, nobody can give me a valid explanation on how a 60-pound table took out 2 big wrestlers in JBL and Booker T.
Gave you a valid explanation. That table was heavy.
60 pounds?
Their heads... I'll give you the perfect explanation.
Their heads hit this thing.
Yes, go ahead, Tank.
Their headsets got cut out as Vince is going, get up. And as Brock was turning the table, they went, oh, shit, he... And one was already under the table and one was already... The Texas guy was already like, ah, shit.
That doesn't explain, though, the weight... That doesn't explain the weight of the table squishing them like that.
Oh, gosh.
They were too hungover on Mountain Dew?
Maybe. Booker T hawking that book too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that book that went to Byron Saxon.
I knew something was going to go down when he had his wrestling gear on. I knew somebody was getting messed up.
Oh, man.
I love it. It's only 2 people.
Bitch.
It's only 2 people that reside in Suplex City, Tank. That's Cena and Reigns so far.
And Michael Cole.
No, Michael Cole, he ain't got a suplex. He just got L5. Seth Rollins is going to be the next person. Don't worry about it.
That should be on a t-shirt.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
Did you guys see that meme I posted in the page about Reigns calling for The Rock?
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
That was
poor
put up
Dean
by
Ambrose.
Game sites.
Poor Dean Ambrose. So close, but oh, so far.
Damn John L. freaking barely.
Yeah, that disease is spreading.
And Ambrose.
Yeah, that disease is spreading pretty fast. Yeah, oh my god. Just because Rusev beat Goldust last night doesn't mean it's not, if the disease doesn't affect him. Give it a few weeks.
Wait a minute, here we go. Here's the audio from last night. Michael Cole pleaded, "I didn't do anything."
And where was Triple H during all this?
I don't know.
He's somewhere getting rubbed down from his match on Sunday.
No. Oh my god!
I didn't do anything, Brock. I didn't do anything.
Was anybody hoping that Stephanie would get an F5?
Me.
You know, I feel bad for Stephanie ever since she got that. She took that punt, man.
She never took a punt.
I mean the RKO.
She took an RKO. I don't even know if it's about an RKO. She took a DDT.
The DDT. Second row DDT.
She's not getting that ring.
And then Triple H cut one of those classic promos. My wife, the mother of my kids. it was kind of like Michael Corleone, you know? You know what happened?
Vince is coming. Who's going to be the one to reinstate Brock, man?
Vince?
Maybe it's Vince, yeah.
It could be Triple H.
Nah.
Wow, but Rollins is going to be Rollins is that champ? And Lesnar's so over right now. Oh my god.
But is he over with the California crowd?
No, he's over, period.
He's over with everybody.
Him and Heyman.
Well, Heyman's wrestling god anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But yeah.
You hear that? You heard what Tank called him? He called him God, like he is supposed to be. He's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I called him a wrestling god.
Yeah. He's a god, period.
So, here's Triple H after Stephanie got DDT'd.
You heard what happened in my home? Mike, I almost died myself, but it was also relieved.
In my home! In my bedroom where my wife sleeps! Where my children come and play with their toys.
I don't know, I thought I would play that for some reason. Anyways, I think last night was a great Raw. I thought WWE kicked off their calendar year on a high note.
Pretty good.
Oh yeah, big ups to the Red Rooster coming back.
Oh, can we talk about that? That's the one part of Raw I did not see. How about that hair, huh?
Now calm down. I thought it looked nice.
You were not around when the Red Rooster was prevalent.
Bullet the Roost.
That was Sheamus Taylor.
A lot of people thought Terry Taylor came out of retirement.
Exactly.
It's something different.
Then he kicked Daniel Bryan's teeth down his throat. Hello.
Would you rather him with the spiky hair?
First, that crap he got right now,
couldn't he just have a normal do?
Oh my god, you guys are, oh.
Does he really need the Jamaican beads in his beard?
You guys are just, oh.
What are you going to see now on WWEShop.com? The Game of Thrones Sheamus?
You guys are totally just against individuality.
I don't think that's individuality. I think that's Vince saying, how can we make you look more ridiculous?
Exactly.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's Vince trying to capitalize on the Game of Thrones phenomenon.
Yeah.
I guess
Vince realized that he didn't get enough out of the Red Rooster in the late 80s. He might as well try it again.
Try to milk it some more.
So.
And no Bray last night?
No.
Oh, yeah, he's hurt. So.
He's hurt, yeah.
But the NXT guy.
He didn't even get Taker.
Adrian Neville got a great showing last night.
Who?
Yeah.
Adrian Neville.
Yeah.
You mean Aaron Neville?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you should. No, Phil called him Aaron. It's Adrian.
Oh man.
Was the NXT New Day on last night?
I don't know. I don't necessarily like the cape that he had on him, but. If they're really going with this whole Mighty Mouse gimmick.
Yeah, New Day was on last night.
Okay, good.
With the Lucha Dragons.
Yep.
They were great.
Won't be long for they
were great.
But he didn't. But Big E didn't say anything ridiculous last night, you know, because they were already in the ring. Wasn't nothing like what he said at WrestleMania. We're so filthy, we need to take a shower. I mean.
How many more NXT?
That is great.
I mean, it's awful. Awful!
That is a great phrase.
Okay. Awful.
So,
what was he supposed to say, Double A?
Not that.
Double A say anything but that.
Yeah.
I just want to say to all you old blue eyes supporters.
Oh my god.
Sorry for you.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry, exactly.
Sorry, he was tied up with Paige and Ronda Rousey and AJ.
Dude.
I'm curious how many.
I don't know what gave them the idea. Once Brock re-signed, that was like I said Sunday, I'll keep saying it. They call that audible so fast once you re-sign.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, does he keep his contacts in all day, or does he put them in right before the match? He keeps them soaking in solution.
I didn't really notice his eyes. Did Brock slap the contacts out of him?
I don't know.
Slap the tooth out of his mouth.
Yeah.
We know that.
Somebody in Santa Clara is wearing a necklace right now.
Roman only got 31 teeth, bro.
Or if you listen to Surfer, it's Santa Clara.
Santa Clara, yeah.
Santa Clara.
Yeah, you said that just a couple of minutes ago on the replay of the comic book show.
And last night, I just want to say, Surfer, if you're listening, that's why they can't have Brock Lesnar there for a long stretch.
Because he would have killed that whole roster.
Let me see. Go ahead, Tony.
And the arena, and the cameraman, and the announcers. Oh, God. That took me back right now.
He should have came back.
Beat up everybody.
F5 Byron Saxton.
He's next, don't worry.
Holy crap. You tell me they couldn't find Jerry Lawler quick enough?
You know what? No, I was thinking about that too.
He was somewhere. Where was he?
He was. He. I don't know. He was in catering or something. But the thing is,
in the women's locker room.
That was weird too. That I was. You know. Here's the thing. So Byron ended up doing like close to an hour by himself. But the thing is that okay, fine. Where the hell were the commentators that did Superstars?
Yeah.
Early, because for those of you that watched the Raw pre-show was live last night from the arena. Had not been live from the arena in months, and they had Superstars taping in the background. And I know that there were announcers at ringside during Superstars. So where the hell was Renee Young and Tom Phillips or whoever the hell does Superstars now?
And where was that guy Corey?
Corey Graves? I don't know.
You telling me Alex Riley wasn't in the back?
Well, he doesn't do announcing anymore.
He don't do that anymore.
But in an emergency situation, go put your suit on and get the hell out there?
Still. Commentators right now, let me see.
Yeah.
Commentators, Rich Brennan and Byron Saxton. So where the hell was Rich Brennan?
You want to go back out there? You scared Brock was going to come back. Screw that.
What was you going to say?
Did you mark out when the crowd started chanting Suplex City like I did?
Oh, of course.
They were live.
Did anybody hear what the crowd was chanting for during the Divas match? You suck Uso, you suck Cena, you suck Kid, you suck Punk, and all of that.
They piped that down.
Yeah.
After they got wind of it, they piped it down.
I heard the beginning of it. They killed John Cena last night. Oh my God.
They booed him out the fucking building.
Can I say something about that shirt of his? the champ is here should be rewarded to the mid-card champ is here.
Okay.
I ain't never seen nobody that happy to be suplexed to the mid-card.
And be happy that he's got a mid-card title with a new shirt.
He don't want that belt. There's no Brock coming back to get it.
And what happens if Brock comes back and wants the U.S. title?
The forward check was here.
I don't know, man. They tore up ass. That's all.
Yo, and they were singing John Cena sucks. That choir
love that song.
Was loud. That choir was loud.
Lord, I love getting it. Getting
Kurt Angle treatment.
Mm-hmm. He is getting that. He is very much so getting
that. That is going to stick with him for the rest of his career. Mm-hmm.
Vince did that to him, man. Vince did that. Because if he would have made him stay away some of those times he was hurt, people would have that disdain towards him.
Now I guarantee you that he's going to make that into a shirt.
I don't think it's going to be anybody who comes on along after him that he allows to be stale like this if he knows better. You got to give these guys time off, man. Their characters, something. If they're gonna be baby faces forever, now it's different. If you know you're gonna be a heel, like Reigns, they might as well turn him heel. Cause I don't think he ever gonna get over as a face.
It might be like that in 10 years when the old man croaks.
What, to turn like, give him time off, give the character.
I see Triple H giving a lot of people time off in stages once the old man croaks. Yeah.
Because you don't want it to be like John Cena.
Yeah.
I love that song. I wish somebody could get a version of it. I can get a copy.
That'd be your ringtone or something?
Yep. And it's right online, too. They don't miss a beat.
Let me see. Let me see if there's any other worthy news. We found out that Triple H's soldiers during the Terminator entrance were a whole bunch of NXT superstars. let's see. Let's see here.
Does it say how he hurt himself?
Who?
Triple H with that contusion on the back of his leg?
No, it could have been anything. He hit him. He landed on something hard, and could be anything. To be honest with you,
I thought he might have blew the muscle in the back of his leg.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe he would not have been able to walk. There was also reports that maybe Kevin Nash, the same thing, but no. The only thing that was hurt was his ego when he found out that Billy Gunn can still go.
I'm surprised Kevin Nash didn't blow his quads coming out for the Hall of Fame speech.
I know, right?
Got stressed before he do that.
So, let's see here. I think that's it. We're not going to... Because this was a interesting show today, you know. Not a whole lot to talk about because since I wasn't overly prepared. But let's talk about what's going on in the network. Tomorrow night, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. with Phil and Dave. They're going to be talking about everything that's going on in the world of wrestling, giving their feedback in the comments on the Fallout edition of Monday Night Raw, then on Thursdays. Well, I don't know if we're going to get a new episode of the Rexplex at 7, but we'll have to see. But at 9 o'clock, you will get a brand new episode of Ranted Wrestling. That'll be at 9 p.m. Friday, we may get an episode of the Lex podcast, but it would not air on Friday because beginning Friday at 6 a.m., we will have the WrestleMania Marathon replay in its entirety again. In case you missed the replay last night, or yesterday, I should say, it'll replay one more time on Monday. Then on Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show at 11 p.m. live with William Morgan. Sunday, the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. That'll be live at 5 p.m. And then, of course, 2 weeks from tonight on Tuesday, April 14th, it'll be the 400th episode of The Rant. Can you believe that?
400. Why is it so hard for you to say 400?
What was that?
Why is it so hard for you to say 400?
It's not so hard for me to say 400.
He's giving a dramatic effect.
You can do like a Vince McMahon, the 400 show!
No, it's been a long day, Tank. I can't strain my voice like that. You know, if you want me to do... Here, I'll give you my best... Because you asked nicely, I'm going to give you my best Vince McMahon... impression. Hold on.
Wait. So we got that Wendy's Frosty or Slurpee or whatever you got.
Hold on. I'm gonna clear my throat here. Okay. Hold on. Let me.
Sound like you were doing something else there for a minute.
No. I'm stretching my vocal cords. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So here we go.
And McMahon 316 says, "I've got the brass to fire your ass."
Okay, wait a minute. I got one more in me. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see. I think I got it. Here we go.
So therefore, tonight, I'm going to screw you.
Hold on.
I may not get very much of you, but tonight, I'm going to get me some.
And here's my last one.
It's me, Austin!
Oh, son of a bitch!
What? It's me, Austin! It was me all along, Austin!
I sound just like Vince, don't I?
Nope.
Hold on, let me see here. I do a great...
Do you do Pacino?
No, I do Danny Tanner.
Look at the mess in here!
Okay. No, I don't do Pacino. Actually, wait a minute. Yeah, I can do Pacino. Wait a minute.
No, never mind.
Yes. Hold on. Give me 1 second here. Actually, no. I can't do Pacino. Hold on.
Do you do Tom Cruise?
No, I can't do Tom Cruise. I can do... Oh, where the hell is it?
Can't do it.
See, don't limit it until what he can pop up, dude.
What about a slide? Do you do a good slide Stallone?
No, I do a good Frank Pantangeli.
Whatever that is.
And Michael Corleone did that. So I said, yes.
Okay.
That was a classic.
Wait a minute. Where's my
list? That is.
It's a shame that you don't know who that is. Hold on.
Watch the movie, stupid.
Watch the movie, exactly.
What movie?
Never mind.
If we gotta tell you, we're gonna just end the show now.
Whatever. What movie? I don't know who Frank whatever.
Frank Pantangeli. You don't know who Frankie Five Angels is?
The Godfather.
Nope. Godfather.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a while, so...
Hold on, let me see here.
He do a drum impression?
Because I refuse to watch it on Spike.
Hey, Tony C, Double A does a drum impression.
I do a what?
Mr. Drummond?
Mr. Drummond?
No, a drum. Mm. A drum, you know, a musical instrument?
Oh, yeah.
He just played the sound clip?
Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah, boom. Okay. Let me see here. Where the hell is my... Oh, here it is. I do a great impersonation of Apollonia.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Saturday.
Okay. Anybody know who Howard David is?
Nope.
No?
That name sounds familiar. Yeah,
he calls football games. But he used to be in South Florida, and he used to
did he do ESPN games?
That too, but he... They used to make fun of him a lot in South Florida for just being an asshole and everything, and you know. But yeah, hold on.
I'll stick by tail.
Doi, 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 doi. And that's why I think the Jets will have a championship season.
The Jets?
And what did I tell you? You don't talk till I say you can talk.
This is the beast.
I said, shut up, fatso.
But you're like a father to me.
You don't talk till I'm done talking. When I'm done talking, then you talk.
Okay, I'll...
Hey, beast, come here.
What?
Come here. I want you to meet a friend of mine, Mr. Golf Club. Why, I ordered... I'm going to show you the business end of this thing. Come here.
There you go. I don't know why I played that.
Because you were ragging on me because I'm a Jets fan?
Maybe. Hold on.
Get the honey, Junior.
All right. I just like, you know, I don't play a lot of my drops too often.
I have no cavities. I have no teeth.
You know, but...
Well, that's a different story.
Passover's coming up, so...
Have the season pays off.
Okay. what else do we got?
Hey, Bella.
Oh, no, not that one. Let me see.
I do watch The Godfather, Josh. I just don't want to watch it on Spike, where it's all edited and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
And I can't get out.
Well, that's a great drop, Tony C.
I'm having chest pain.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
All right. Oh, you missed flashbacks.
Where the hell is my, where's the, do we have any? So Rage. I have a feeling that in about 30 years, this is going to be you. Just being this is going to be you in about 30 years, or being just a hazer, calling radio stations for tickets that you don't even know what they're for.
What's going on now? All these people want tickets, and I punch them up on the air. They're using all our lines to get free tickets. Now we got no calls. Well, you lose. If you play that game and you don't say, I'm waiting for the tickets, I'm going to cut your ass off, and then you're going to lose out. And when you call back, George is going to say, and that's going to be it. WIOD.
Hello.
Ticket Central.
Hello. Can I have the tickets, please?
For what?
Neil just announced some tickets that he's giving.
What are they for?
I don't know.
I don't do that.
I guess I can't get them because I don't know what they're for, huh?
Well, I mean, if you wanted them for...
I can hardly hear you, sir, because the radio is on so loud.
But, I mean, if you wanted them free tickets and you don't know what they're for, well, why do you want them? Just because they're free? You want them just because they're free and you don't even know what they're for?
You know what they're for? They're for the horse races.
For the horse races?
For the, they're for races in Pompano.
They're for races in Pompano at the Irish Fest? They're having horse races at Municipal Stadium?
Well, you tell me what they're for. I want them because I have some friends out of town. I want to give it to them.
For what? For the horse races?
I don't know what it's for.
Well, then why did you call? You heard that magic word, didn't you? Fwee, right? Isn't that what you did? You heard Neil say fwee. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
You want them?
Yes, I would like them if I could get them.
Hold on. Oh, I want to be fwee, man, fwee. That's the magic word in South Florida, man. Fwee. If it's fwee, we take it. We don't care what it is. We don't know where it is or what it's all about, but it's fwee. We got it.
There you go. That's going to be your rage.
No, it's not going to be me.
Yes.
No, it ain't.
That's not about right.
Okay, go ahead and agree with
him. 1-year-old rage on radio station.
Go ahead and agree with him. Go ahead and agree with him. Go ahead.
No, you know what? I'm going
to
stick
up. I want you to get back to me in about 30 more years, and you'll see how I am.
Don't worry. Most of us will be dead anyway. I'm going to be sticking. I'll stick up for the kid. He probably won't be able to call in. Because his phone lines will be shut off.
What are you trying to say?
Non-payment of services.
There you go.
What did you say?
Non-payment of services.
Yes, Tank pulled out the $5 word.
There you go.
Yo, Tank. Can you do me a favor?
No, I don't have enough chapstick for that.
Can you do me a favor and kiss the fucking ring?
Anyway,
and Rage, you're also gonna be like a lot of the old people in South Florida. I have a feeling.
Okay. Don't worry, they have this.
No, I'm not gonna be anything like you.
Jersey too.
I'm not gonna be anything like you, folks. Don't.
You're gonna be just like how he describes in this little drop.
Okay. Yeah, yesterday you were putting down the Rascal House.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the best restaurants. It's not in Florida.
Oh, you know something? I'm glad you mentioned that because I was listening to Hank going home yesterday and they were talking about what are the four restaurants he wanted to recommend from some big shot from ESPN or ABC.
Yes.
And people were calling in with places. And the Rascal House, you couldn't pay me to eat there, number one. And then somebody mentioned the Forge, and Hank said, yeah, that would have been on my list. You know, Hank's a great guy, and he's eaten a lot of meals in his time. You can tell by looking at him. But I'm surprised that Hank gets sucked into these tourist trap joints. I mean,
it's been around since the early 50s. Get all the bread and rolls.
The plague been around since longer than that. You get all the bread and the rolls. You're one of these guys that goes in there and stuffs a bag with all the stuff. Come on, and
right,
stuff well, there you go.
I got a $4 salad, and that's it, man.
Yeah,
and
it's a place for schleppers like you. It's perfect. Well, Zygazun, happy Purim. At least this guy's honest. These are the same people that put Pumpernick's out of business, by the way. Although there is that one open Pumpernick's, and I saw it that one day, and nobody ever told me where the hell it is. Somewhere there in Broward, I couldn't believe it. I thought Pumpernick's was all gone. Now, don't forget, the old farts down here put Pumpernick's out of business. Just like put the Wolfies on Lincoln Road, which used to be down there. They put them out of business. And someday they'll put the Wolfies on 21st and Collins out of business, which they might as well be, by the way. Because they're stealing all the silverware, and they're stealing everything. They bring along an extra bag, and they shove everything in there. And talk about being, you know, they don't care. They shove in the coleslaw, the dill pickles, and so if there's a little hair in the bag, we don't care, it's free. A few rolls, some silverware. Like that jackass years ago on INZ calls in, he's defending it. Some old yid calls me one night. Well, you know, we're paying for it. You're not paying for the silverware, pal. You're paying for a meal. You're not paying for the dishes and the silverware and everything that's not tied down.
And that's going to be you, Rage. You're going to be stealing the forks, the silverware.
that sounds like them.
Yo, are any of those restaurants even still open?
What? Although no, they're not. Pompernicks and that's all South Florida stuff. But yeah, Pompernicks, Wolfies, the Rascal House Forge, all those places are long gone. All gone. Trust me, I've been in the business. I know. We used to catch people all the time stealing Sweet and Low and the sugars and all that crap. Anything
you
that wasn't on the...
You didn't steal a hotel towel here and there?
Nope. Never. When you're in the business where you have to provide a service and you have to furnish things like that, you don't steal from others because you've been stolen from, basically. So, yeah, I would never do that. Ever. I would never in my life steal a towel or Sweet and Low or this or that. Because it happened to us. We used to catch them all the time. You take their purse, you dump it out, and all the silverware comes pouring out. That was on the table.
Well, with the price of silver now, you never know.
I mean, come on. Like he said, you know, they think that they're paying for everything, including the silverware.
Hey.
Anyways. Oh, boy. I think we need to wrap it up, shall we? What do you think? Yeah, what the hell?
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody. Yeah. Next Tuesday, I promise you, we'll be on time next week. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about everything that's going on in the world of wrestling. And yeah, I have a feeling next week's going to be interesting. It's the final show before Big 400.
Yes, sir.
You know? Anyways, yeah.
We're back next Monday at 11.
That's right. I forgot to promote the Monday shows. I apologize. Monday, That Awful Podcast, 7 p.m., and then, of course, Freaks and Geeks live at 11:15. And then this program, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the U.K., and Rage, you definitely have to go and watch The Godfather. That's all I'll say.
I have seen, oh my God.
Have you seen all The Godfathers?
I've seen The Godfather. I just don't want to watch it on like...
Have you seen The Godfather Part 2? Let me ask you something. Huh? Have you seen Godfather Part 2?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you seen Godfather Part 3?
I've seen all of them.
You've seen all of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
There you go. Have you seen the Godfather saga?
Yes, I've seen the Goodfellas.
The Goodfellas.
I love the Goodfellas.
The Godfather saga.
The Godfather saga.
Yeah, the saga
or trilogy.
No, the saga. It's different from the trilogy.
There's three movies, right?
Right. But the saga is different from the saga is different from the trilogy.
What makes it different?
The saga is the movies shown in chronological order. Not 1, 2, 3. No, it's showing the sequences that showed the early life of Vito in part 2 as the beginning of the movie. And it progresses all the way...
I haven't seen that. And now that you bring it to my attention, I'd like it to see it that way.
And it has all the deleted scenes, and this and that, you know. And of course it has Mo Green, which is everybody's favorite, you know.
This one DVD?
I don't think so. Here's Mo Green.
Everybody's here. Freddie, Tom, good to see you, Mike.
How are you, Mo?
All right, you got everything you want? The chef cooked for you special, the dancers will kick your tongue out, and your credit is good. Drug chips for everybody in the room so they can play in the house.
Yeah. My credit good enough to buy you out?
Buy me out.
The casino. The hotel. The Corleone family wants to buy you out.
The Corleone family wants to buy me out? No, I buy you out. You don't buy me out.
Your casino loses money. Maybe we can do better.
You think I'm skimming off the top, Mike?
You're unlucky.
You goddamn guineas really make me laugh. I do you a favor and take Freddie in when you're having a bad time, and then you try to push me out.
Wait a minute. You took Freddie in because the Corleone family bankrolled your casino because the Molinari family on the coast guaranteed his safety. Now, we're talking business. Let's talk business.
Yeah, let's talk business, Mike. First of all, you're all done. The Corleone family don't even have that kind of muscle anymore. The Godfather's sick, right? You're getting chased out of New York by Bazzini and the other families. What do you think is going on here? You think you can come to my hotel and take over?
I talk to Bazzini.
I can make a deal with him and still keep my hotel.
Is that why my brother around in public? Oh, that was nothing, Mike.
Mo didn't mean nothing by that. Sure, he flies off the handle once in a while, but Mo and me were good friends, right, Mo, huh?
I got a business to run. I got to kick asses sometimes to make it run right. We had a little argument Freddie and I, so I had to straighten him out.
You straight my brother out?
He was
making cocktail waitresses two at a time. Players couldn't get a drink at the table. What's wrong with you?
I leave for New York tomorrow. Think about a price.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Wait a minute.
There we go. Great scene in the movie. I could recite the whole movie. Maybe I should stay up all night and do it.
Casino was good movie too.
I'd like to watch the movie, not listen to it.
Go watch it then.
It's not on right now.
You don't have Netflix?
It's not on Netflix, though. That's the one.
It's not on Netflix. No. Trust me.
You can Google it. It's got to be somewhere.
I'll
watch it tomorrow.
Here's the.
I'm not watching Spaceballs anymore. Fuck that.
That's not even good.
Piece of shit.
Remember, Tom got taken out of the family, and here's the deleted scene of when he was taken out.
Michael, why are you cutting me out of the action?
We're going to be legitimate all the way, Tom. You're the legal man. What's more important than that?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Rocco Lampone building a secret regime. And why does Neri report directly to you instead of through me or the couple regimes?
How'd you find that out?
Well, Rocco's men are a little too good for their jobs. I mean, they're getting more money than the job's worth.
I told you this wouldn't escape his eye.
Mike, why am I out?
You're not a wartime consigliere, Tom.
Beautiful. 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 Anyways, once again, tomorrow, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Thursday, Rexplex, Ranted Wrestling Friday, a replay, here comes Surfer, at 12 midnight. Okay, now the only reason you would be calling at this hour would be to tell me that you saw Furious 7.
Yeah, I just got in from seeing that. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Fuck you.
In a brief, and when I mean brief, I'm talking about brief. In a brief explanation, was the movie good?
Yeah, if you like over the top shit, sure.
So you watch the Patriots in WWE, and that's over the top.
Fuck off! Stop being petty.
Listen, I'm not putting the movie down. It's just that, you know, they really went to the extreme on this shit tonight.
I guess we'll have to see on our own what exactly is. Now, let's ask this question without giving anything away. Lately in the movies, in these last few editions of the Fast and Furious series, you had to watch the credits. Do we have to watch the credits in this one?
No.
Oh, all right.
No?
No, I guess not.
Because Vin Diesel announced on Jimmy Kimmel that they were getting an eighth movie.
That doesn't mean that they would tease what was going to be in the eighth one in the credits. Did they shore up all the business?
Yeah, I mean...
Don't give it away now.
The moment that Jake Strahan steps onto the screen, man, this guy's just like full-on transporter.
All right, well, I guess we'll watch and see what happens. Anyways, don't forget, what are you reading with Surfer? He'll talk about Furious 7. I'm sure, and other things this coming. I'm sure he's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about the announcement that Adam West and Burt Ward are going to be in a new Batman movie, and a whole bunch of other things. So with that said, I want to thank everybody for being patient with us tonight, even though that we were on the air 2.5 hours later than usual. And I'm glad that everybody enjoyed my trip to Wendy's. Yes.
You enjoyed your trip to Wendy's.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
It was awesome.
It was good. It was good radio. And thank you. We'll
awesome
be back.
Awesome radio.
We'll be back next Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the UK. Until next time, everybody, I'm Double A. Where the hell is some good closing music here? You know what? Let's do this. Let's play the Rants theme song today. Let's do that. I wish I could find the full theme song of our current one, but I don't remember what the original name of our file is, the original name of the thing is. But here's our old theme song. So until next time, everybody, we'll see ya. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Later.